You're listening to the Law of Attraction Radio Network.
In the fall of 2013, Gary Temple Bodley began channeling a group of non-physical teachers known as Joshua. Soon thereafter, Joshua asked Gary to start writing. They have since produced 4 books and answered hundreds of questions in written form. In the spring of 2016, on the Law of Attraction cruise, Gary underwent hypnosis and Joshua spoke through him for the first time. Since that time, Gary has been practicing channeling Joshua verbally in live weekly calls with one-on-one students. These Joshua calls are now available to those of you joining us on the Leading Edge of Thought. This is the expansion of the Law of Attraction. This is Joshua Live. We're thrilled you're here.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to Joshua Live. I'm Gary Temple Bodley. Today, we have a special episode. It's a recording of a one-on-one conversation that Joshua had with Eden. Eden is in the boot camp, and she booked a special session. And from time to time, people are brave enough to share their sessions with you. And this is one of those occasions. These sessions are really interesting because they're about an hour long, and the person's able to ask all kinds of different questions about their life and get some really great insights. And I think a lot of the things that Eden asked are questions that you may have as well. And so I think you'll really get a lot out of this one. If you'd like to book your own one-on-one session with Joshua, please send me an email to garybodley@gmail.com. It's $297. And it's really amazing what comes out of it. It's specialized right to you. Also, please share this podcast with your friends and like it and subscribe and, you know, leave a review or a comment. That'd be great. So get ready for an amazing episode of a one-on-one with Joshua Live. We are thrilled to be here.
Hi, how are you, Joshua?
We are in a state of bliss. That state of bliss is not one of excitement or exhilaration or moving through fear and challenging things that you think that you could not have done before. It is one of calm ease and faith that everything is going to work out, that everything has worked out, and that everything will work out. And in the present moment, everything's perfect. There's no need to be excited, nor is there any need to be in fear. Because in the moment, you can look around and you can say, yes, this is perfect. There is nothing that needs to be different than it is in this moment. In this moment, you have everything you need to do whatever you need to do. It's your choice of exploration. Are you going to choose to be who you truly are, which is the creator of your reality? is the one who understands that everything that comes to you is for you. Everyone in your life is for you. Every experience that you have is for your benefit of spiritual awakening and growth to the eventual uncovering of that which is the truth of you, the authentic self. And so if you think you need something that you do not have now, that's the illusion. Because in the present moment, you always have everything you need at that time. In the future, which you cannot see and do not want to see, you will also have everything you need in every single moment. Now, it's your choice of perception. You can either perceive that you lack something and things should be different, or you can perceive from the higher perspective that everything is right and that you have everything you need to do to move along that journey of self-discovery. So if you're feeling good, if you're relaxed, if you're in a state of bliss, as we are in this moment, then you know that the thoughts and ideas and inspiring manifestations or movements towards manifestations or actions that you could take will lead you to where you want to go. If you exist in a state of fear, you'll receive urges to change the conditions, and that will just set you off on a detour away from discovering who you truly are. There's not anything wrong or bad with that. It's just not as effective as it could be. So to live an effective life, one would maintain their alignment in the moment, perceive themselves as perfect in the moment, perceive everyone else as perfect, and perceive the conditions that exist in the moment as the perfect reflection of the vibration you're offering. Then you would seek to raise that in vibration. How can I raise my vibration? Because in the raising of the vibration, you become a match to everything you truly want. In the holding on to your limitations, you limit your vibration. You keep the vibration at a lower level. And so the idea is always to raise that vibration. Think about raising that vibration. Now, your inner self is holding on to the vibration of love. It is like a tuning fork set to a certain note. Boom. And you are moving towards that. When you're feeling good, you are aligned with that vibration, and your vibration is raising towards that higher vibration of love. If you think something's wrong, if you're buying into the illusion that you're not enough or that things should be different than they are or people should be different than they are, then you're actually tuning yourself to the vibration of fear. And so your life is one of moving towards love and towards fear and towards love and towards fear, up and down and up and down and up and down. If you can consciously think more about love, more about acceptance, more about ease and bliss and joy and the perfection that exists within you in every moment, then you will be steadily raising your vibration until you face an event that triggers a limiting belief, a manifestation event. And in that time where something happens to show you a limiting belief, you will think the event is wrong. And in the thinking it's wrong, you will now be tuned to the vibration of fear. And this will bring your vibration down. If you can stop and see what's happening, notice that, oh no, this event is not bad or wrong. It's just showing me that I have a limiting belief, because without that limiting belief, I could not perceive it as wrong. The fact that I perceive it as wrong indicates the limiting belief. And in order for me to raise my vibration even higher, I must process that limiting belief. The limiting belief is always about safety, security, unworthiness, not being good enough, not being talented enough, whatever it is. And when you perceive that, you will always receive thoughts associated with disconnection, thoughts associated with unworthiness, thoughts associated with security, thoughts associated with fear, thoughts saying, I must remove myself from this situation, from these people, from this environment. I must protect myself. And this is always the illusion. It is never true. So now if you can understand that these thoughts are not true, that they're just coming from a place of fear, you can ease back into alignment and best of all, not take action to change the conditions. In this one aspect where you're not taking actions to change the conditions, where you're not acting on the urges that say separate yourself from this environment, stay where you are, see it as good, you'll get back into alignment and then receive inspiration that will mitigate the limiting aspects of that belief and change your reality completely. Not in order to fix a problem, but because you're seeing that there is no problem after all. And with that, we'd like to talk to you about anything you'd like to talk about. What's on your mind?
Few things are on my mind. One in particular is I am a singer, and it has always been an extension of myself, as if it's, you know, my right hand, my left hand.
So what we would say is that the ability to sing was an attribute you chose along with infinite other attributes and talents. Your body, your parents, where you were born, your sex, your proclivity to anything that interests you, all your limiting beliefs, all the interactions that you had throughout your life, all of that was chosen. So this is just one aspect. You are not that. You are not a singer. You can sing, which is an attribute to enable you to discover who you truly are.
Okay. So in the course of my life and career, there was a moment where I didn't lose my ability to sing, but the opinions of others, the limiting beliefs, other people's criticism became so debilitating that like it felt like someone was choking me. And still to this day, in the Joshua teachings, like I've been trying to uncover this last, I feel like there's a couple more layers that I can't, I don't know if I'm too close to it. I don't know what it is, if I'm in my own way, if it's other people, and it's frustrating. But then I'm like, well, maybe I'm not supposed to be singing like I used to, or maybe I'm not supposed to, maybe I'm supposed to move into a new thing, but I feel like I can't see it. And so it's confusing.
Yes. Okay. So let's imagine that the truth of you is that you are love. That's all you are. That's it. If you say, I'm good because I sing, the universe will have to say, no, that is a limiting belief. You are good because you are love. You are good because you are source. You are worthy because this is who you truly are, but you can't see it. So you say, I'm only good because I sing. If I can't sing, therefore I'm not good. And this will wake you up to the realization that singing is simply an attribute, one that is naturally chosen by you so that you go on this journey of self-discovery. So imagine this. Gary was watching an interesting documentary about Tiger Woods. Tiger Woods could hit a golf ball. And he believed that that was the only thing that made him worthy. Otherwise, he was worthless. If he couldn't hit the golf ball, then he was nothing. Everyone thought he could hit the golf ball. They loved him because he could hit the golf ball. This was his perception of reality. It was never true. He was always love. He was always worthy. He was always good. And so he went on this journey to hit a golf ball better than anyone, become world famous, and then create this false persona that was never true, this inauthentic persona. Well, not only do they love me because I can hit a golf ball, because also I'm happily married, I'm a good father, I'm a member of the community, I'm in good standing, I'm respectable, all these things. In order to be liked, loved, and appreciated. Well, he was never liked, loved, and appreciated because he knew that he was only loved because he could hit a golf ball. And when he couldn't hit a golf ball, he knew he would not be loved. Then he thought, well, if I'm an upstanding member of society, then they'll love me for that. And of course, that has nothing to do with anything. And so he was torn apart because he had these desires and this authentic version of who he was. And he had this false persona that he was projecting that was never true. And so he was one who could not be in a marriage, who could not be living that standard American lifestyle. And so it unraveled, obviously, you see. First with his body, and then with substances, and then with sex and all these things, you see. And it had to happen so that he could have a chance to awaken to who he truly was. So he could say, see, if I don't hit the golf ball well, they won't love me. And they didn't. If I'm not an upstanding member of the community, they won't love me. And they didn't. Because he was deriving his whole worthiness based on other people's opinion of him. He did not get to the point spiritually in any studies where he could say, this was not working. This is not who I am. This is a charade. This cannot go any longer. This is not making me satisfied in any way. You get to bypass all of that. So would you prefer to become the world's most celebrated singer and then lose it all, knowing that it had to be shown to you that this attribute was not who you are? It was a very limited aspect of you. And then lose everything and come crushing down, like you see many of your contemporaries do the same thing? Or do you get to choose to identify the authentic version of you while you still can sing, can write, can do all these other talents that you have, disassociating the talent from who you are? Who you are is love. Therefore, everything that's associated with love can flow through you for the purpose of joy, self-discovery, and service to others. That's it. If you think, I need to sing for my supper, for people to like me, to see me as worthy, that will have to be shown to you that this is not accurate because it's just a limited aspect of who you are.
Yeah, I think I'm past that moment. And I think what it really is for me is that I miss the joy connection. I miss expressing myself freely and naturally with this attribute, because I don't feel that. I feel pressure. I feel tension. I feel result oriented, and good. I miss the
Leave it behind. Imagine this. I do not need this anymore to give me joy. I can be in joy in this moment, and that I can be inspired to the next thing. If you say, I can only find joy by this one activity, mm-hmm. and you can no longer do that one activity to the same level that you could do before, then you will be chasing the carrot. And it'll never come to you because you're seeking for something outside of you. Now imagine that, just imagine, we're not saying this is true, but just imagine that you could not sing, speak, talk at all. Mm-hmm. You are completely mute. What will come to you then? We tell you your greatest joy will come to you. Mm-hmm. Because if you cannot do what gave you joy before, mm-hmm. and if you can say that that's okay, then something greater will come to you. Maybe it'll be writing. Maybe it'll be meditating. Maybe it'll be caring for others. Whatever it is, it doesn't matter. But if you're holding on to this as the only thing that can bring me joy, then it's obviously self-limiting. Mm-hmm. Because couldn't joy be found in millions of things? And don't you have millions of attributes and millions of talents that you don't really know about because you've been so focused on this one tiny, 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 tiny little area? Mm-hmm. Who's the greatest singer that you know right now that you would like to emulate?
That I know?
That you've heard of, that you've seen, that you've listened to? Pick anyone.
It might be Eva Cassidy or Shoshana Bean.
Okay. They have someone else that they wish to be. Mm-hmm. So you get to that level, you will always be seeking another level. You get to the next level, you'll all be. So who's the number one at the top? Think of this person, whoever that is, and that person still isn't satisfied.
Yeah.
It's still not enough. Why not? Because they thought that the answer to all their angst, all their emptiness, was in the realization of this penultimate or this pinnacle achievement, and are still not satisfied, because satisfaction cannot come from filling an empty hole, ever. Cannot come from self-gratification. It can only come in service to something bigger or other people. That's all the satisfaction can come from. And this is what you truly want, is this life of bliss in absolute satisfaction that every moment of your life is of benefit to something higher than you.
I feel like it's rare that, I mean, I'm now just paying attention to this. It's a friend of mine said to me the other day, I had a voiceover session where I had to sing and I hadn't sung. And plus I was recovering from COVID. And so my voice was like a little bit weird. And I was like, man, I just haven't sang in so long. And she was like, you don't sing every day. And I'm like, no, I never sing. And she was really surprised by that because, you know, I'm a singer, you know. And so I paid attention to if and when I was inspired to just like sing along with the radio or just sing a tune. And when I did, then the like, you sound like your technique is bad. You sound like shit. And so I'm like, I think the confusing part to me is like, is the limiting beliefs showing me that this is really isn't my inspiration and I should leave it alone? Or is it that I'm in my own way? Or should I just, I don't know. That's where I get like confused.
Good. Imagine you're in a state of joy. You're driving by yourself. You're having a wonderful time. Maybe the scenery outside is beautiful and a song comes on the radio and you're inspired to sing along. Coming from a place of alignment, everything is good. There is no outcome I need to achieve. And you sing along with this song. the momentum of criticism, because you've always felt that what's holding you back from achieving the next level is that you're not good enough. And to control that idea, you had to criticize or judge yourself. That was your perception. Never true. It was never true. You see, there are obviously singers out there who aren't technically as proficient as you, who are just doing their thing and celebrating the joy that comes from singing and writing songs and being in music and letting it flow out to an audience that is there to appreciate it, not to solve some problem.
Yeah.
They don't have the same self-judgment because they aren't trying to get to another level that they think will satisfy this missing void, this void, inner void.
Okay. I also wanted to, I feel sometimes when I'm paying attention to my inspiration, even if it's like, you know, reorganize the fridge or something, there are times that I feel like I'm crazy. Not crazy, but like very scattered and like, okay, well now I'm. And do I just need to learn to be comfortable with that feeling? Or am I judging that I should be more regimented about my inspiration? It sounds ridiculous.
Excellent. Let's say you have the inspiration to organize the fridge, and then the inspiration to organize the closet, and then the inspiration to take a drive. Whatever you act on is acting on inspiration. So you say, what are those choices? I think that I want to do this. I don't have to go back and revisit those prior inspirations because they are gone. That's the old moment. The new moment is whatever it is now. And so you say, oh, it sounds more fun to go on a drive. And you go on a drive, and then you see something else, and then you stop in here, and you see something that you want to buy, and you buy something, and you talk to the clerk, and you meet a stranger who tells you about this thing, and it all leads on to the next, and the next, and the next, and the next, and the next. Imagine that you are in a reality where there is no future or past. Everything is in the moment. And so you move from this moment to the next moment, either with inspiration or fear. The inspiration will lead you to action that will lead to more love, more love, more love, more love. The fear will lead you to urges to change conditions, change conditions, change conditions, change conditions, and you build up momentum either way. And you're going from one to the other, to the other, to the other, which makes clear that the present moment isn't static. It's constantly evolving. And it's changing, 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 changing. You think it's time or you think it's space. I'm traveling from here to here in space, or it's the next day in time. It's actually the same moment with new things happening all the time. But you can't sit still. You either have to act on an urge to change a condition or act on an inspiring idea that will move you forward. If you act on an urge to change the condition, you're exploring who you are not. If you're acting on any inspiration at all, no matter what it is, you are moving towards the discovery of who you truly are. And so if you want to be more effective in your journey of self-discovery, you simply act on inspiration that will lead you to manifestation events that point out either empowering or limiting beliefs. That's all that's ever happening. If you can process the limiting beliefs and not go into urges to change conditions, then you become highly effective. If you act on more and more and more inspiration without attachment to an outcome, without needing to know what's going to happen, you become more and more effective and your vibration rises so that you go further along this journey of self-discovery to the realization at some point that you're the source creator of your reality, that you are nothing more than love, that there are no limits, and that you are undefinable. You aren't a singer. You aren't a woman. You aren't this age. You aren't anything. You aren't single. You aren't married. You aren't in a relationship or not. You aren't happy or not. You are love. expressing love. That's all you're doing. Now, the fun part of this game is you came in to adopt limiting beliefs and to forget that you are source, that you are love. And now somehow through intense pre-birth intentions, you have found yourself meeting Shoshana. You have found yourself interested in these teachings. You have found yourself in the boot camp. You have found yourself on this conversation right now, which indicates that you are far more magnificent than you can possibly imagine, that you are a far greater explorer than you give yourself credit to, that you have everything that you need. But you have to understand that first step is to accepting everything as perfect, yourself, everyone else, and the conditions. That whatever happened in the past was only happening to lead you here. Now that you're here, you can go anywhere, but if you can leave alone your attachment to what you think you need and just go with the flow of life, trusting that you'll be taken on a spectacular journey of awakening, you will awaken. And when you awaken, you will realize your soul's purpose. And your soul's purpose is to aid in the awakening of the rest of the planet. No small feat.
Yeah, I think that sometimes in my, I get, you know, glimpses of what is to come, and it scares the shit out of me.
Because your current perspective is limited.
Right.
And when those things unfold, you'll be absolutely ready for them. But you have to go step by step by step. So this conversation is an expansive experience. You entered the conversation at this vibrational level, and you will leave it at this vibrational level. At this vibrational level, you are not ready to see what's possible at this level because it will be scary. So leave it alone. In this 1 hour that we have, you have everything you need, and nothing is scary about it. And then you'll raise your vibration and you'll be at this next expanded level. And then an idea will come to you and it'll push you to take the next step. And if you can push past the fear, you'll take the next step. For instance, you may have contemplated this conversation that we're having right now. Prior to doing it, you felt some fear. Is there enough time? Am I going to spend that money? Is it a waste of money? Will I get anything out of it? Don't I already know this stuff? Why do I actually need a phone call? All these thoughts based in fear. But you know that this is an expansive step. And so you went through all the steps to reach out to Gary and make the appointment and set it up and then to get on the call. And now you're here. Each step had a little bit of fear in it, but you push past that. This is true of every single inspired idea that you have. You will always feel fear, and you will always be able to push past it. Sometimes you will, sometimes you won't, but you always have everything you need to push past it, because the fear is always irrational. It's not true. It's not real. It's just coming up there to keep you limited. And if you want to stay limited, then stay limited. But obviously that's not what you want. You want to move along this journey, because you've lived countless lives preparing yourself for this one life. And in this one life, you have all the talents and attributes to come to a level of awakening. Because if you couldn't sing, you would never have met Shoshana. If you had never met Shoshana, you would never have met us. So singing only got you to meet Shoshana. That was the only purpose of it. It was never to make you feel worthy or anything else. But there's something else that's in you that you also chose that will awaken in you. Do you have glimpses of what that might be?
Yeah. I mean, yes, I do.
What else gives you joy?
Well, right now, it's hard to say, actually. It's hard to say, because when I'm here, my life is so wrapped up in family and being whatever role I am in my family, which is, it is what it is.
So let's say you were taken out of that environment and you were in some other environment. Mm-hmm. You had nothing else to do. Mm-hmm. What do you think you would do?
Well, in my mind, when I don't have fear or judgment on me, then I would write a TV show. I would write an album. I would have a production company that highlighted people of color stories. I would create artistic things, paintings that are not paintings, but like, yeah, I do a lot of things like that.
Excellent. So what's preventing you from that?
Myself.
Let's just say nothing. Let's just say nothing.
Okay. Nothing. Okay.
So nothing is preventing you from that at all. You could find a place to go. You could sit down in front of a computer and you could create. Mm-hmm. You could let the inspiration flow. So as with all limitations, they're based in limiting beliefs and in the contemplation of these ideas that you're inspired to do because you've reached a level of alignment. Your inner self is sending you these ideas and the limiting beliefs are sparking fear.
Yeah.
Oh, you can't do that. You can't be alone. You can't find a place. What if you get there and nothing comes out? Or what if nobody likes it? Or blah, blah, blah. Those mm-hmm. are thoughts that must come to you because the limiting beliefs are presenting an illusion of reality. Mm-hmm. And in that illusion, you have to attract thoughts that resonate with that illusion. Mm-hmm. If you see that, no, I am source, I am love, I have come here to explore this idea of bringing love in the form of inspiration, ideas, and thoughts into my reality without mm-hmm. concern for the persona known as Eden. Eden needs nothing because Eden is the creator of it all. Mm-hmm. I am here just to be a conduit of source love energy flowing through me. And my role in this is to identify the limiting beliefs, process them, and push past fear. That's all it is. That's all that my role is. When I identify as Eden, fear pops up. When I identify as source, fear is swept away.
Okay. Yeah. That's different. Yeah. I feel like I set up like, oh man, I think I need someone to like give me assignments so I can like stay on track. And then a class, like literally a class will be like, I just started this writing class and it's really cool. And it's regimented and they give you this and it's like really safe environment. And then I go, have a limiting belief around the class that I'm like, no, that sounds too structured and like not really what I'm looking for. And Eden,
inspired idea, fear. Inspired idea, fear. Inspired. Yeah. You don't need anything.
Right.
You don't need anything. You do not need any of it. All you need to do is push past the fear, sit down, and start typing.
Yes.
That's it. Every single day. Day in, day out, never stopping, always coming back, always spending half an hour typing. Type. No criticism, no judgment, just keep doing it.
Yeah. What's funny is like, I feel like sometimes I visualize things where it's like, I feel like there's this like geyser that it has a lid on it that like, once it's open, like I'm not going to know what to do with all the like awesomeness that comes out. So like, is that in itself is a limiting belief, right?
Yes, because you'll always know what to do with the awesomeness.
Right.
Mm-hmm. You don't want to put a lid on the awesomeness. You want to put a little bit of a lid on the fear.
Right.
You don't even want to put a lid on the fear. You just want to get better and better and better at pushing past it.
Right.
You also want to acknowledge how good you are at pushing past fear. You've done things that 99.999% of the population could never do.
Yeah. What is the thoughts around discrediting that though? Like when I don't realize that that's a limiting belief, and
it's a limiting belief that says you should stay small. Who do you think you are? What makes you special? Blah, 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 blah.
Right. Right. What the fuck, man?
Well, you needed that limiting belief because when you push past it to see your brilliance. Now, let's imagine this. Let's imagine that you had no limiting beliefs around singing. Mm-hmm. And you sang not for the joy of it, but for the money, for the prestige, for the status, for the side benefits that it gave you, and to be seen as brilliant by others. Okay. Mm-hmm. Now, you had this desire to be seen as brilliant by others since you were a child. You knew mm-hmm. there was something special about you since you were a child. Mm-hmm. And you thought, oh, it must be the voice. Mm-hmm. Okay? This was the limiting belief. You were special because you came here to discover who you truly are, that you knew you were source at some level, and that you knew you could create anything. Now, that wouldn't have served you. Because in the creation of anything, in the absolute power of source to create anything, if you attached it to worthiness, mm-hmm. you would create chaos, destruction, despair constantly, mm-hmm. because you would be trying to fill something inside of you that you thought was missing. You had to come to the realization that, oh, this talent doesn't mean anything. That's not who I am. It's just something I do out of joy. And that my attachment to this as the identification of who I am is inauthentic because it's so limited, such a small, tiny aspect. Now, understanding that, you say, oh, it's not about me. It's never been about me. I'm perfect as I am. I am whole. I am worthy. I am good. There is nothing I need to be, do, or have other than what's coming to me. I release attachment to what's coming to me, and I'm here simply to express myself as source fully in love, mm-hmm. not needing anything for myself at all ever because I am the source of it all anyway. But what now can I do to aid in the awakening of the rest of the planet? Mm-hmm. So now when you sit down and type, you just type the words that come to you without any attachment to what it is. Is it a TV show? Is it a book? Is it a novel? Is it a fictional story? Is it a children's book? Is it a movie? Is it a play? Is it an album? It doesn't matter. Mm-hmm. You aren't to decide that. You are just to be the conduit of love. Let it flow out. And if it becomes successful, it has nothing to do with you. It's something bigger than you. You've mm-hmm. sidestepped the need for recognition, which will always be limiting. Mm-hmm. Instead, you say, all I did was let it flow. I don't know where it came from. I just became the path of least resistance for this story to be told. I don't mm-hmm. know if anyone's going to get anything out of it. I don't know if it's actually going to awaken anyone. I don't know what it is. This is what came out. Here you go. You do something with it. I'm on to the next thing. Mm-hmm. Oh, we want to make it into a movie. Good. Whatever you want to do, go ahead. I have no need to control any of it. I don't need to be a part of it. I don't need to do anything. I don't even need the money from it. I don't care. I need nothing from it. It's yours. It's open source. I didn't make it. It just came through me. If you want to give me a few $1,000,000, that's fine. I'm going to use that money to help awaken the rest of the planet. I need nothing for myself. Hmm. And in that, what we have just described is the limitless power of source that's always been within you mm-hmm. and everyone else. You are on the verge of awakening to that reality and giving up what you thought your life was, mm-hmm. what you thought you needed, where you thought it would go, and opening up to true freedom, true abundance, and true limitless potential. Mm-hmm. Because you are magnificent. And to be anything less than magnificent is just limiting. Mm-hmm. Release that limitation in any way you can, and let love flow, and you will understand your magnificence. And when you understand your magnificence, you'll realize that that's the potential in every other life form in physical reality. You've awakened to it a few steps before they have. And so you're bringing them with you, bringing them with you, bringing them with you. Are you ready? Let me help you. Are you ready? Let me show you this thing. Are you ready? Let me give you this perspective.
Right.
And in that, you will gain all the satisfaction you've been missing your whole life. And that's the only thing you want.
Yeah. It's true. It's true. It's true. The other thing I was wondering what you say about, you know, relationships, friendships that have like gone to the, you know, ebbed and flowed and gone to the side, but you can like, there's certain ones that I've let go that, you know, there's an occasional check-in, but like I can literally feel the energy of that person, even through like social media, of like waiting for the opportunity to be like, why did you stop talking to me? Or like, you know, you did this and this and this, and I don't like how you have, you know, and how, like, it's a thing for me.
Okay. First of all, everyone is you. So how would you want to treat yourself?
Yeah.
Would you want to give advice to yourself? Oh no, Eden, do this and do that and do this other thing. Or would you want to accept yourself in no judgment? And so if you can practice the acceptance and non-judgment of anyone else, let them vent. Let them go through their manifestation event. Let them have their limiting beliefs. Let them have the opportunity to see that they cannot control you, that they may want to judge you, but that's their form of controlling you. And that's based in their limiting beliefs. And if you do not react to that by defending yourself in any way, you simply say, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Let's get together. Let's have a call. I'm sorry. Your urge is to defend yourself. Oh, okay. Well, I am on a spiritual path and you don't relate with that. So therefore, I need to go on my own way and release you because you're negative. You see, that would be
if there are no urges to have the call.
Well, that's fear, like, because that's disconnection. Disconnection, you see.
Even if the person is like not, there's like nothing about them that feels good or gives to your life or is, you know what I'm saying? Like that's the type of.
Yeah, because what they're coming to show you is how you resistant you are to them.
Okay.
Why would you be resistant? And if you could accept them. You don't have to be best friends. You don't have to spend all the time with them. Just accept them in your mind and let the inspired idea come. And the inspired idea will be give them a call, send them a text message, send them a note, how much you appreciate them, whatever it is. You say, oh, if I do that, I'm going to get more of what I don't want because they're going to be more in my life. We say, no, you'll change them. They will change to reflect acceptance. You are love. You exude love and they become an aspect of love.
Yeah. That's okay. Yeah. So interesting.
Everything you thought you knew is opposite from how reality really works.
Yeah.
True of everyone.
Yes. Yes. And the last thing I wanted to, that I had planned to ask is when my grandmother just passed, and I feel very much like I know she's happy and she was definitely done being here. and I knew that, and I was grateful that I was where I was with the boot camp and had having been on my second one, it was just all very peaceful. But I also feel like there's I feel like there are reminders of like, I didn't do the life that I wanted to. I did the life that I should have, felt like I should have, or people told me I should have. Are there are there communications like that with people who like guidance and like, or what do you say about that?
There is only one goal. There mm-hmm. is only one achievement. There is only one thing you're here to do. And that's to awaken to the reality of who you truly are. Every single person in your life created a trajectory that brought you to this moment. If they had done anything differently at all, you would not be here now. Mm-hmm. Everything is working out perfectly. Everything happened perfectly. Everyone acted perfectly. Everyone was there, was born, came into your life for one purpose only, to move you on this journey. Mm-hmm. Everything was perfect. There was no other life. This is the only experience of life. Everything worked out perfectly. There were no mistakes. There's nothing to regret. There's no resentments. Everything was done perfectly. Every insult you ever suffered, every hug you ever received was all to bring you to this point right now, which you are. Mm-hmm. Everything worked out perfectly. Any imagination of something different happening is a limited perception based in fear. Mm-hmm. Oh, if this was only a bit different, my life would have been this. Not at all. Your life would have been the same. Everything mm-hmm. would have come back to this. Okay. Mm-hmm. So imagine that there's a trajectory from birth to where you are now. Was it a straight line? Were you in alignment the whole time? Was everything perfectly love and joy? It wouldn't have worked. There are no straight lines. You went up and down, up and down, up and down, up and down. Maybe wildly up and wildly down and wildly up and wildly down. And then it slows and slows and mm-hmm. slows and brings you to the point where you are now. Now, from this point, will you be wildly up and wildly down, wildly up and wildly down? Or will you be a little more balanced, a little smooth, a little introspective, a little bit more aware of what's actually happening? This causes an acceleration in your own enlightenment, in your own journey of self-discovery, which is exactly what you need and what you wanted and what you intended prior to your birth. And everyone else, every other human being that you've ever interacted with came in to support you on that journey.
Mm-hmm.
You
I feel
are
like
the
she's
creator
still doing
of
that.
Of course. And by millions like, more in the non-physical.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Of course.
Yeah. And then like, I know that you talk about always like say yes, the power of yes, but like, is there also power in no?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
And
if
and,
you're saying,
how, yeah,
if so. Someone says, I need you to help me because I'm a wreck and it isn't anything you're interested in doing, but you feel guilt in saying no and you say yes, then it's not beneficial. Because you're coming to it from a place of fear, guilt. Guilt is fear. If you're doing it because it's an inspired idea or someone comes to you with an inspired idea that resonates exactly with who you are, that is based in love and joy, and you have fear and say no, you're only succumbing to the fear. Mm-hmm. So yes to the things that are inspiring, whether they come inspired ideas that come to you or from somewhere else outside of you. It's all inspiration. And say no to anything that's based in fear.
Yeah.
And if you say yes to something that's based in fear, lean into it fully in love, and you will get a completely different outcome.
Mm-hmm. It's the same thing over and over. It's so simple, but it's so hard.
It's only hard because you're used to listening to this ego mind that's trying to keep you small.
Yeah.
And you're used to succumbing to the fear brought on that's completely irrational from that aspect of you that wants you to stay small.
Mm-hmm.
But if you were now to process the beliefs that spark those thoughts and instead realize that those thoughts are just based in fear, now you can push past it. You can say, oh, it's just the ego thought, just the ego thought, just the ego thought. I can push past it. You'll feel the fear, but once you start taking the action, you'll move through that fear and you'll gain momentum of confidence.
Mm. So this is a silly question. If everybody were we're vibrating at the same frequency and doing all of this, what would our world be like?
Heaven.
If everybody
it would be heaven. The veil would disappear. You would see everyone as who they truly are. There'd be no confusion. There'd be pure clarity. You'd be purely limitless. You could do anything. You could go anywhere. The things that were possible, the experiences of joy and love and connection, would be beyond anything you could possibly imagine now.
And is it just that not everybody is meant to have the awakening?
Everyone is meant to have the awakening. Everyone is moving from fear to love. Everyone will awaken. And when everyone awakens, that's when heaven exists on this plane of physical reality. It exists now. You just can't see it.
Right,
so
right,
the illusion will be gone.
Right. How do these teachings apply to people that are like, I just saw a documentary on the Night Stalker. So like who are like serial killers and like that.
Serial killer is an experience.
Like a singer.
Like the victim of the serial killer is an experience.
Okay.
It's for the enlightenment of that person at some point, of the victims at some point, of the family at some point, and of those who exist in a state of fear, perceiving that they could be the victim of the serial killer, you see, or whatever, the victim. Mm-hmm. And all of these events are for the eventual enlightenment of all. There is no wrong. There is nothing imperfect. So imagine coming in. You have the pull to sing. You have the talent for singing. Imagine coming in having the pull to murder, the talent for murder. Mm-hmm. You could not be a singer, and the serial killer could not be a serial killer.
Mm-hmm.
And Tiger Woods could not be a golfer.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And yet at the same time, they want to be something different, but they cannot be because they're being pulled apart. Now, at any point in the stage, they could say, okay, I need not be this thing anymore. And they could always move to a life of joy. But there isn't anything wrong with any of it.
Right.
You can say, that's an experience for them to have. I opt out of it. It has nothing to do with me. I am not the victim. Mm-hmm. And then you will never hear about another serial killer. You'll never notice that anything happened. It'll just be fleeting. We'll go away.
Boom, yeah. Boom, boom. Yeah. Oh, God. It's crazy. It's crazy. The more I dive in, the more I can see where I was like almost, I almost had enjoyment or was like addicted to the highs and lows of life and being emotional. Yeah.
The drama.
Yeah. And like, I feel very like calm and even and it's new and it's interesting because I'm like, is something wrong? Am I not connected? Am I not feeling things? But I know I'm in the right place because I can clearly see, we need to write to fill out our paperwork about that. And the most random things.
So let's present a scenario for you. Let's say you were the Eden of a year ago. You get an offer to perform in front of the queen and you get $1 million. The day you get that offer, you are excited because you think that this is going to lead to something good.
Right.
Now, the next day, the queen says, no, that wasn't the person I wanted. I wanted someone completely different. And now you're devastated.
Right.
Because you think it's not working out.
Right. Or it's going to give me stability or security or notoriety or
whatever it is.
Whatever. Yeah.
You think it's either going to be good or it's going to be bad. You don't know if it's going to be good and you don't know if it's going to be bad. but you're reacting as if you did know because you're attached to some outcome. Now you get to this place of enlightenment. A check comes in for $1 million. You don't even know if you should cash it. Doesn't matter. Is this really going to be what I want? Should I just give it away? Should I just tear it up? Mm-hmm. Or something you thought you were working on doesn't come through. You say, good, that wasn't meant to be. Mm-hmm. And you stayed at this even keel of love. Mm-hmm. You forego the high levels of excitement because all that is you think something's happening. And you forego all the catastrophes that happen in your life because you say, no, doesn't matter. And you just stay at this even state of bliss. Mm. Bliss is love.
Yeah.
That's the vibration that your inner self is calling you towards. Ease, calm, bliss, joy, interest, satisfaction, curiosity, and inspired action that will lead to more ease, joy, bliss, calm, satisfaction, inspiration, and joy. Mm-hmm. Not to anything that you think is going to make you excited all the time or worry about anything that's going to come this bad. Mm-hmm. Going from boom, 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 boom to zoom. This is what you want. This is what everyone wants. And in this, you're blended with your inner self. Because that's how your inner self exists in the non-physical. Calm.
Yeah.
Faithful. Curious. Interested. Beaming love and living in bliss.
Yeah. I like it.
Who wouldn't like that? That sounds pretty good.
It does indeed. It does indeed. Exactly. Awesome. Awesome. Well, that's all I had. That's all that's coming to my mind.
Well, just know that you've been on an expansive hour-long journey to come from one perspective to a higher perspective. From this higher perspective, you've achieved a state of bliss. And then something has to happen to point out another limiting belief.
Right.
If you dive into anger, rage, sadness, whatever it is, depression, because you think this is bad, you're living in the illusion. If you realize, just a limiting belief, I need to process that. Let's write out another form. And then you get back to a higher state than you were before that event. Then something good happens and you don't get overly excited. You say, that's interesting. I wonder how this is going to work out. It's based on an empowering belief. What's that belief? Oh, that's true. That's true. You get to another level and another level and another level and another level. And then you'll be inspired to this and inspired to that, inspired to this and inspired to that, only to bring you to a point where you realize that you were the creator of it all from the beginning, of all, of the planet, of the universe, of the stars, of all the people, of the mountains and the rivers and the houses and every single aspect of your reality. And you're one of the first. One of the first to be awakening. And you'll awaken more and 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 more. And then you'll realize who you are. You'll be seeing everything from a higher perspective. You'll know what action is inspired. You'll know what's an urge. You'll know which action to take. You'll let go of all the outcomes. You'll let go of any of the meaning it has for Eden, and you'll move towards more love, more power, more talents, more attributes, more trueness of who you are, more authenticity, less needing to protect yourself, less needing to keep secrets, less needing to distance yourself from other people, less needing to build up barriers or protect yourself in any form, more connection, more giving, more love. More alignment. And with that, we are complete.
Thank you so much.
Okay, wasn't that cool? Thanks so much to Eden for letting us share that with all of you. If you'd like to book your own Joshua one-on-one appointment, send me an email to garybodley@gmail.com. And please do me a favor and like and subscribe and share this podcast with your friends. Leave a review. That really, really helps. The reviews are great. And if you want to know more about Joshua, please visit theteachingsofjoshua.com. Have a wonderful week. See you next time.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of Joshua Live. If you have a question you would like Joshua to answer on the show, send us a message on Facebook at www.facebook.com/teachingsofjoshua. As always, remember that you are loved more than you can imagine by more than you could ever count. We'll see you next time.